morning, everyone. It is a fabulous Wednesday. This is actually March the 30th, and I am in the DMV area, which is Washington, D.C., Virginia, and Maryland area. It is now currently sunny and 52 degrees today. It is spring, and I have the spring fever. I am so excited. That is like one of my favorite seasons. I love spring. I love summer, and that is when I'm at my prime. I love it. So I'm very excited about seeing the sun and the warm weather and just seeing the excitement about working out and people walking and jogging and they trying to get that last minute quick fix. And I'm telling you, if you want summer bodies, you got to work out in the winter, fall months. You have to. You have to. In your head, a lot of people make the mistake, and we're talking about health and soul right now, which is an actual extension of everything that I represent with Dr. Gina. I'm all about mind, body, and soul, so I want to talk about fitness really fast. I'm just going with it, but this is the area because I just came out from working out, came right on in to be on air, and I'm telling you, it is so exciting to see people excited about fitness and health. But if you want this to be a long-term thing, a lifestyle change where it's a lifestyle for you and not just for you to reach a goal, you have to start setting in your mind that this is something that I need to do for a long journey. I'm excited about the journey. I want to see the changes in my body. I want to see it go from this to this, the transformation. I want to try new foods. I want to, you know, do it, you know, different recipes and different shakes and different drinks and try protein and add this and add that and start, you know, trying to see with your physician what kind of vitamins you need to take. You might want to, you know, try to make sure that you're getting enough iron, that you're getting enough supplements, fish oil and things like that. But I really want to get into your mindset about working out. The reason why I'm saying that you should want to work out during the fall and winter months is because you'll have your body ready. As soon as summer hits, as soon as that warm weather hit, rather, in spring, and you're ready to start shedding off those layers, taking off those sweaters and taking off those jackets and all of those layers, the sweatshirts and stuff, you want to feel comfortable. You don't want to start trying to rush and do a crash diet and try to hurry up and sweat yourself out and then feel frustrated because you're not getting the results as fast as you would like. So what I do is in the fall months, instead of me thinking about all of the opportunity to eat and be gluttony about everything because you got the holidays, which is Thanksgiving, and you have this Christmas celebration and then the New Year's, and all of these times is a festive time and you want to eat and be merry and all of these things, and that's great. But I think most people get set in that and they say, oh, I'm going to start after the holidays because you want to eat. And the thing is that if you already start your process in September or even right now, right? And so you're starting now. Be consistent with it all throughout the fall. So therefore, when you do want to indulge in a piece of pie or cake or the chitlins or whatever you eat, for those that eat pork or the turkey or whatever, you have already built up a momentum to be able to burn that, and you've already gotten in your head that, hey, I'm working out that day, the day of, or the day after, and you're not in a stupor. And see, a lot of times that's when the anxiousness come, because you wait and put off tomorrow what, you know, you should be doing today. And so the frustration comes and then you give up in the summer. Well, if you're starting, it's not too late today. It's a great start, a great opportunity. Every day is a new opportunity. Every day is a new chance to get where you need to be or where you want to be. Some of you are struggling with health issues and you're allowing these habits to allow you to stay bound in sickness and having infirmities and things like that. I want to encourage you that if you get started, don't let it be a goal that you're trying to get in a dress. You want to look good for this, for your vacation. You're trying to get in a two-piece. I want to feel comfortable. You're not going to feel comfortable until you know that it's a part of you. When you become comfortable is when you you are living it. And that's with anything. That's with transformation of your mindset about, you know, your relationships or your finances. But since we're talking about health, you could actually take this tool with you into all aspects of your life. Every part of your life is, once you start living it, it becomes, and it's a part of you, is when you become comfortable. And then guess what? Okay, so it's a way of life for you. Now you're ready to start challenging yourself. You're ready to take things to the next level. You're ready to start trying different foods. You're ready to start trying different recipes. You're ready to meal prep. You're ready to challenge yourself at the gym. So you're now doing the elliptical, or you're doing the, you know, doing the Stairmaster, or you're doing, or you're riding a bike and you're doing cardio. Now you're branching out into maybe doing some natural weight training. Then after that, you challenge yourself and then say, okay, I'm going into the weight room. And don't worry about getting bucked up. What will happen to you when you challenge yourself? You start getting curvaceous. And that is just what I love about a woman's body and a male physique, is just having curves. I started off, I was so small. I was wearing a size 0. And that was a long way from coming from when I was pregnant with my son. I think I was like 185 pounds when I was pregnant with him. And I mean, I dropped the weight and it just kept coming off. And I ended up as a size, one day I was a size 8, then it was a size 5, then it went into a size 3, then I ended up a size 0, and I didn't even realize it. So when I started working out, I had abs and all of that because I was small. But once I started working out, I mean, definition started coming about. I started adding different things to my my nutrition, as far as avocado and eating more chicken and more fish and adding protein shakes and just eating more healthier. I started seeing more definition, and that's what I love. And not only that, I started curving out. I wasn't looking like a little girl anymore, but I was starting to, you know, develop into a woman. And so this is what my desire has always been, is to see my body transform and shape in all these different ways. I've gone from, you know, just straight up muscle, no body fat at all, pretty much. And it was pretty low for the kind of athletic training that I was doing. And then I ended up with adding things. I said, you know what? I'm 47 years old. I want to be more vavoom, you know? So I started, you know, doing some investigation and some research. And that's good. If you are interested in changing your body and things like that, it's not a fad. You have to put the time in. Whatever you sow in with studying and researching and actually doing, you shall reap exactly what you're sowing into. And you'll be surprised the joy it is to just be able to see how your body is. It is so amazing. You can actually feel, you know, how when you are eating more green, how your body feels lighter and more just healthier and cleaner. You just start feeling clean. So I just, you know, want you to get excited about, you know, why you're trying to lose weight. Get excited about all the different parts that it takes, all the different sections of actually going through a transformation, and make it a long-term situation. Make it exciting, make it joyful, have fun with it, bring your kids in it, bring your family, your friends, your coworkers. Make it something that is a way of life for you. I promise you, you will be consistent with it. It's because your goal is long term. When you have a long term goal, then there's no way you can get frustrated in any way in between. So just wanted to let you know, that's a health and soul tip, mind, body, and soul from Dr. Gina. Also, I wanted to share with you, if you are listening and you know anyone, or if you are in the DMV area, I got some tickets for you. I'm so excited. I'm going to be a part of the Mother's Day celebration, which is at the Baltimore Royal Farms Arena. I will be there co-hosting along with some wonderful guests. I'm so excited. And you all know these people: Marvin Sapp, Erica Campbell, Stephanie Mills, Tasha Cobbs, and Travis Green. We are going to be setting it off for Mother's Day. It's actually on May the 8th. And this is your opportunity, if you are tuning in, to win 2 tickets to be my guest there. And I'm telling you, this is going to be a show to remember. I love each and every one of them. Stephanie Mills is going to be on there. I love her. And so I'm excited to just have the opportunity. So to win these tickets, you have to say Happy Mother's Day. And you have to go on my inbox. If you are on Facebook, go on my inbox, and I want to see whoever the first person is that says Happy Mother's Day, and whoever the first person that inboxes me on Facebook Happy Mother's Day are the winners of the two tickets to the Mother's Day celebration. How about that? You can't get no better than that. I also want to make an announcement. I'm so sad to say that Huggy Lowdown will not be joining us today. He wanted to fit it in his schedule so bad. He is so cool. I remember just hanging out with him at the Neely festival in Florida, and he is such a great host and great comic. And so he was so excited to be a part of the show, but because of scheduling, he's in Atlantic City, he is not going to be able to join us, but he promised that he will be a part of the show as soon as he can. But he is so funny and so awesome. I just really enjoy him and just wanted to share that with you and let you know, just be looking out for him because he's got so many things going on right now. And so he's just busy, and we love that about our people. We want everybody to be busy. We want people to be working. We want people to just be out there and doing what they call to do, doing what their gifts are. And he makes people laugh, and you all know him from the Tom Joyner morning show, so you know his schedule is hectic and busy anyway with that show, but then he's got his own stuff outside of that. So he wanted to be with us. He tried everything. We were up until really late at night trying to work it out, and then we were up this morning early trying to work it out, and he just, his apologies and mine too, that he's not going to be joining us. But anyway, we celebrate him anyhow. We love you, Huggy Lowdown. And anyway, so we're going to be getting ready shortly, a wonderful show. I got my St. Louis connection joining me. I have Lavina Hunt. She's a makeup artist to the stars. She has done so much work. Love her work. I can't wait for you to get to know her as she joins us. And also MacArthur, one of my favorite photographers. I only have two, and I love them both. But this one right here, my St. Louis connection, love him, adore him. He's got a creative eye. It is so amazing the things that he does with that camera and just graphics and just his eye, period. He's amazing. And with them two together, it's always a successful shoot. And they just work like a tag team. So I love them both. They'll be joining on with us and sharing with us how you, if you are a makeup artist or a photographer, how you can get in the business and how you can become a celebrity status in your business and your creativity. Also, we got the man himself. We got Lenny Williams. He will be joining us. You guys know him. He is famous for that song. I'm so excited to hear what Lenny Williams has been doing. He is so cool, so down to earth. It's such an honor and a pleasure to meet him and hear the history of his music, just his artistry and music. I'm so excited. And so I look forward to having him on as well. All right, so let's get started with the show. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, here we go.
Hi, this is Martha Munizzi, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hey, I got Lavina on. Hey, Lavina.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. Listen, I'm not even going to kid you. This one right here loves mint condition. And would I be making you nervous to tell you that we almost had them on the show today?
Oh, my gosh.
I said this would have been awesome. So perfect for Lavina because she is the number one fan for Mint Condition, I'm telling
yes,
you.
Yes, I am. They yes. call me St. Louis because they know when they come, I'm going to be there.
I love it. I love it. It is no. She is so on fire for Mint Condition, and I love them too. So I was like, gosh, if we could get them on today, it would have been just a perfect match. I know it would have made your day, especially because I would have had you stay on while I was interviewing them. It would have
right.
Yeah. But Lavina, I'm so excited. I met you a few years ago now, and I mean, it's been such an amazing ride. We've both have grown since the first time I met you. You were already established artist and makeup, and you were already doing your thing. But yet I've seen your business and your creativity blossom. There's so many things that you do, outside of makeup. But I want to talk about makeup. Then I want to talk about, I think it's Hindu writing. What is that that you do? Did I see you?
Oh, I dabbled a little bit in henna, so, you know, that's my creative side, and just wanting to get my hands in different things and, you know, just try to learn and grow.
And you also do, like, reconstruct furniture, too. I mean, you're...
Oh, my gosh. I love that, too. I love... anybody that knows me know I love anything old, whether it be clothes, furniture, so... I dabble a little bit in the new term is upcycling. So I love upcycling old vintage furniture. Yes.
Oh, that's the fancy, like Tarjay. Okay. I'm glad you taught me that.
Yes, yes.
Wow. Well, I want to get into all of that because I just see so much, you know, added on to your business and just not just in that, but just you being an artistic person. And just to share with you, because I know you, I mean, even when I look at your posts and I see all these different creative things that you do, all of the creative sides of you, I'm just like, okay, there's got to be a page for all of this. It's got to be a Lavina Hunt, you know, buy a product. A product page. I mean, because it's amazing the things that you do. And that's just one to throw out there because, you know, this is about encouraging and expanding and all of that. But just a note that I would be on the page looking for something to buy because I'm just amazed at chairs and stuff that you do. And it's just, I mean, even the clothing that you find, you know, it's just amazing. In. You should really consider that. Just a thought.
I appreciate it.
It's a
lot of those things as far as the furniture and things outside of my regular business, I really do as a hobby. So, you know, I post them when I can. I work on them when I can. And I actually got my first custom order for some chairs. So my next project I'm going to do is working on a Dorothy Dandridge piece. So stay tuned for that.
Wow. That sounds exciting. I will be definitely looking for that. So let's get at the business at hand. When did you discover an interest for makeup?
I discovered interest in makeup probably as a lot of people do, just being on social media. Like when I discovered social media, it was like, you know how you hear the, halo. It was like that to me. I was thinking, oh, my gosh, like, where have I been? Like, I just stumbled on to YouTube. So I will probably say my interest definitely started on social media.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that's interesting. And, you know, that's another way of looking at social media. You never know what you're scrolling through and you can stumble on your destiny. You never know.
You never know what's out there.
Never know. So when did you take your interest and turn it into a business? So now you done got it from social media. Now you're dabbling in it. When did you have the confidence to try to, you know, to actually make it into a business for yourself?
Well, as far as going from a social media and then I had someone encourage me to apply for MAC. So I ended up working for MAC, which I'm still there. I work there part-time. But it's so funny. I don't know if the photographer Art is on, but I tell so many people this story, but I don't think I've ever told him. So this would be like one of those funny stories. So this particular day I met Art. I wasn't even scheduled to go into work. One of my coworkers had something tragic happen to a friend of hers, and I ended up going into work, and like, soon as I got there, like, I was probably there like 2 minutes. And I always tell people, it's at the time, it seemed like it was 50 people, but really it was only like five. No one told me that there was going to be a photo shoot. No one informed me. So that was the first time I met Art. He was like, I'm here for a photo shoot. The model's here. And all these different people, I'm like, oh, my gosh. And, like, on the inside of me, I was, like, going crazy. But I held my composure. I ended up, you know, doing what needed to be done. And so that would have to be the point, like, after I did that and just to see everything on screen. I was like, okay, you know what? I can turn this into a business. So that's what I did. I told myself, okay, every time I get paid, I'm going to add something to my little kit. So that's kind of where it started.
Is it expensive, though? I mean, because you have to buy your own things, right? Is it expensive to invest in right away?
Well, it really depends. You know, there's a lot of high-end makeup and there's a lot of low-end makeup. So it's really just going in and playing with different things and seeing, you know, what works for you. I would honestly say everything in my kit is not high-end. A lot of it mm-hmm. is, but not everything.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I find that with a lot of makeup artists, even here in D.C., the makeup artists that I had here and just all the hair, everybody, they yes. talk about that is good to some of the low end is better than some yeah. of the high end stuff. And you would have to like just kind of try it right. out and just kind of work yeah. around it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Just get your hands in there.
And
then
you could find
it.
Some
it
good
works,
sales and stuff
works.
On brushes and stuff.
Yeah, and as you know, anybody that knows about makeup or just anything, everything is always evolving. So there's lots of more and more companies coming out now that, you know, they may not be as high-end as your, you know, or price-wise as far as, you know, some of your favorite products. So it's really just going out there and seeing what's out there.
Wow. Well, my thing is, okay, how can you tell someone, well, not how can you tell someone, how much would you recommend someone getting started, like, to have, would you recommend they have, like, $300 to $500? How much is a good starting amount?
I would probably say probably about $300. I mean, and that's another thing, a lot of makeup companies, if you're out in the business, you know, they offer professional discounts. So you don't always have to work for a company, you know, like I do. There's a lot of companies out there now that you can apply for their discount and, you know, go about it that way.
Well, that's exciting. So if yeah. you are ready to get started, save up your $300. If you got $300, get started, do some investigation. Everything takes, you know, time to really explore
exactly.
it. Go on Google, you know, check out the
right.
different sites, check out different, I mean, they have Euphoria and all these different makeup
oh, gosh.
Places.
So and they, like I said, you know, when I got started, I added what I could, you know, to my kit weekly until, you know, it got to the point where we're just still going. It's never ending.
Yeah. Because I saw you had found lashes at Walmart at one time. I mean, because this is the conversation when I'm getting my face done and my hair done. I'm listening to everybody around me, rather it's in St. Louis or in D.C. They're always talking
definitely.
About where you can get these discounted deals and stuff like that. And I'm like, wow, a lashes
yeah,
for a dollar and some change.
Definitely.
I want to buy some.
Well, and that particular time, it was so funny. I'm in this group on Facebook, and someone posted. I was like, oh, my gosh, like, I have to get up right now. So I went up and got some lashes. But after I got home, I posted it myself. I said, hey, if any of my clients were in Walmart, pick up these lashes for me. So I had a little group of people in on it, too. So,
oh, did you get quite a bit of them, though, from the,
I
you
did.
Know, others?
Yeah.
Wow,
yes,
so you're stocked up, but I don't know because that was a few months ago, Lavina. You're probably almost out by now.
You know what? I'm going to be honest. That was around the holiday when that happened. I still have some of those lashes. I still have
really?
Quite a few of them.
Wow. Well, anyway, I love the work. And also, I wanted to ask, for those that want to try to work for MAC or any other company, is it difficult starting out to get into, I mean, is the expectation high if you're a beginner, and do you have to have schooling, or is it just a natural?
You don't have to have schooling, but I would definitely suggest practicing on yourself, but more so on others, because when I applied at MAC, I had, like, no clue. And when I applied, I actually applied online. I didn't know you could just walk into the counter and apply. So I ended up going to a career call, and I want to say it was over 100 people there. So, you know, I guess that was kind of my destiny, being that I got chosen out of all these people. But I didn't know I had to do makeup on somebody else until, like, the last minute. So, which I did okay, because obviously I made it, but, you know, we're our worst critiquers. So I would definitely say practice on yourself and practice on others as well. And, you know, and don't get discouraged if you don't end up at that one place that you want to be. There are several companies out there, you know, that you can apply for. So,
yeah. Well, let me ask you this. How far can you go in makeup, and what is your ultimate goal?
My ultimate goal, and this is one thing, and I'm sure I probably mentioned this to you, a lot of makeup artists, is their goal to work for, like, I want to work for a celebrity. I mean, you know, that's fine and cool, but, you know, some of us have to be here for us regular folks. So my motto kind of is I want to work with regular people to make them feel like celebrities.
Oh, well, I said that you work with stars, and although you have, I mean, you do make,
yes,
you know, us average folk look, our regular everyday folk really feel like stars, and I just can't thank you enough. Lavina, I want to ask you, one, how can people find you? Just give all your social media information, sure, your contact information.
Great. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and also my personal website at LRH Makeup. That's LRH Makeup.
All right. Well, listen, we got MacArthur coming on next, your team player. Do you want to stay on with us? Do you mind?
Not at all. I'll stay on.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to get ready to have MacArthur join us in 1 second. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Kiki Wyatt, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Make sure y'all check out my new single, Sexy Song. Okay. Thanks.
Hey, MacArthur. You on with us now?
Yes, I am. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. I love MacArthur. He was ready to go. He was like, what's going on? I'm ready. Okay, so he's on. How are you, MacArthur?
I am doing great.
Love that you can join. I got Lavina Hunt on with us, but I want to focus on you right now. And then I wanted to ask you a couple of questions before we close out with you, too. I mean, tell us about you, MacArthur. How did you discover you had a creative eye for photography?
Well, it all began when my daughter was born. Her mom bought a camera for me so I could start taking pictures of her. And, of course, I liked it. Family members were like, hey, I like the way you take pictures, which you do always awesome. But when family members start asking you to do things, you just take it. They just want you to do things, so you don't think much of it. And then, years later, 2006, some people started paying me to do photography, and that's when I said, oh, they must really like my work. Then
wow.
Went on to school to get a degree for it, and the rest is history.
So you actually went to school for that?
Yes.
Wow.
I have 2 degrees in it.
You have 2 degrees in photography?
Right. I was actually doing it before I went to school, but I decided to go to school because when you have paper behind your name, people tend to take you a little bit more seriously. But I was in the military, and I was doing it while I was in the military as a side job. And actually, some of the generals on the base, as opposed to having some of the military photographers do their projects and their retirements, they would call me. And they would pay me when the military people would have done it for free. But they liked my work enough to where they would pay me to do it.
So it immediately turned into a business with you kind of instantly.
It really did. I was blessed. I was really blessed.
That is amazing. I had no idea. I mean, I knew that you were very talented, but it does make a difference when you have the paper behind you. I mean, the Lord revealed that to me a long time ago. It's not so much, you know, because people just, that's how people are. They need the paper. They want to know that you have paper, you have a paper trail, that you have the credentials. They do. They are like that. And so it does make a big difference, especially when you're dealing with the level that you are as far as, you know, with the celebrities and the access that you have as far as with magazines. I don't want to tell it all because it's so much that you do. It's just amazing. And I had no idea working with you that you had that. I just knew that you was the bomb. .com and that's all I needed, you know, but everybody not like me, but his work is everything. So it's kind of like, you know, at the end of the day, I want to see the end result, and that's what I'm paying for, and that's what I love about you. So with that being said,
so
you've been in business obviously for years. How long has it been now?
what is this, 10 years now?
Ten.
Yes, since 2006. This is 2016, so 10 years.
Wow, amazing. And I've even seen, and not that you even needed to, or, I mean, not, no, everybody has room to evolve. But I'm just saying, when I met you, you were already established. But I've seen your growth as well in your creativity and things. You're always pushing the bar and always want to go. And what I love about MacArthur is that he gets an idea and he's like, can I find some model that will do this with me? Let's go. You know, because Lavina's always going to be there with the makeup. She ready. But he's always looking for someone that's willing to go that next level in his artistry. And I just find it so fascinating. I want to do it every time he asks because I just think it's so incredible. But I can't do everything that he tries to do. But I'll really be on my inside, be like, dang, I wish I could do that. But because I know it's going to be amazing. Let me ask you, what is one of your favorite photography styles? What is it? Is it weddings or is it more creative? High? What is it?
You know, people have asked me that before, and there's no one style that I like because I tend to get bored easily. So I have a spell to where all I want to shoot are weddings, then I only want to shoot art, then I only want to shoot actual lifestyle pictures, then I only want to shoot glamour. And I think that's how come I like to do so much stuff because I get bored easily and I'm always pushing the envelope to keep it interesting. So there's just no one style.
Wow. Well, that's really amazing. So let me ask you this, though. I mean, how with weddings, say, for instance, you know, because women in their wedding gowns and they have a certain look and it's mostly crispy and flowery and things like that. Have you ever had a bride that was willing? Because see, I would probably be that girl. Have you ever had a bride that was willing to just step out there and be very kind of glam and kind of risque with it? Like, you know, with the designs and the funky stuff. I have a vision, so I can't explain it to you, but like, have you had anybody be a risk taker as far as with wedding seasons?
Yes, that was a couple named David and Charisse. Whatever I wanted to do, his wife, Charisse, was willing to do it and do it better. For example, we did the typical wedding pictures because you have to have the typical wedding photography.
Yeah.
But we took it a step further. We made it look like a movie. So
wow.
We were doing poses, and you would think, when it was all said and done, you would think they were actually advertising for a movie. I had so much fun doing the wedding.
Well, when I get when I get my proposal, I'm definitely going to have something really, really unique and special and funky. That's all I want. I just want it to be different. I want my makeup different. I just want to be different. So, yeah, I'm excited about that. That makes me very excited to know that you're a risk taker, especially with something so formal, you know. So that's exciting to know.
I love it.
I'm going to go there.
Yes. Yeah. I always give my clients the conventional stuff because at the end of the day, when you take risk, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So as long as you give them what they paid for and then I can exceed their expectations, that's when I like to wow them.
Well, let me ask you this. So you're working with, you know, celebrities. I've seen your photos and things like that. Do you have a favorite artist that you like working with, or is it all just, like you said, you just love it all?
I love it all. There's been a couple artists that stood out to me, like Miguel. When I shot his concert, talking to him, performing was recreation to him. He just happened to get paid. He just happens to get paid for it. But when you talk to him, he actually loves what he does, and that makes everything. That just makes it such a nice environment. I've also met some entertainers to where you can tell it was a job. They'd been doing it for a while. They came, they performed very well, but it was a job to them. So Miguel is one of them. John B is another one. John B kind of took me by surprise. The John B that I had in my head was the clean-cut guy that you would see on the album covers. He had a concert here in St. Louis, and I was scheduled to shoot him. And I'm backstage, and I'm waiting for John B, and this guy keeps talking to me. And I'm kind of talking to him, but he was in the way because I'm waiting for John B. Come to find out, that was John B. He had grown his hair out, and he wasn't looking like the clean-cut white guy that you saw on the album covers. It was he had a long beard, he had long hair, and kind of looked just like an average white guy, and I didn't even know who I was talking to. So in the end, we both laughed at it because I was looking for him, and he was looking for me, and neither of us knew what the other one looked like.
Wow. Well, that's good to know. I mean, because I know that you've had a lot of experience with a lot of different people, and you've done a lot in 10 years. So what's next for you? What's the next level? Like I asked Lavina, what's your ultimate goal at this point?
I think about that often. I was looking at Usher's video, Usher and Chris Brown's video. For some reason, I can't think of the name of the song, but they were dressed in white and they were in an infinite pool. I would love to be on a video set like that. I would absolutely love to do that.
I know what you're talking about, too.
You know the video? When they're all dressed in white.
Yeah.
I would love to be on a video set like that.
That was a good song, too.
Wow. Well, since we're both on, and that's a great way to transfer over to social media, how can people get in touch with you?
My name on social media is MacArthur_Photography. That's MacArthur 25. The actual number's 25_Photography. On the website, it's just MacArthur25.com, MacArthur25.com.
Okay, so now that I have both of you on the line, tell me what is the most exciting or funniest moment that you guys have worked together?
Wow. So Vinny, I'll let you take this one.
Oh my gosh. There are so many just because, like you say, he's just awesome. You know, what he does. So every time, like, soon as I get, a notification from him, I'm like, I'll check my schedule. But, you know, if I'm free, I'm there. But one of the most recent ones that come to mind would have to be the wedding, the wedding photo shoot we did recently for the Lust magazine. That was pretty cool.
Yes. The model that Lavinia brought was absolutely phenomenal. She's single. She has a boyfriend, but when you look at the wedding clip that we did, you would think we were actually at a wedding. And that was just one of those, that was one of those things where everybody came together and the energy was in the room and it just came right. It fell into place. Every now and again, when I watch the video, I actually tear up and it's not even a real wedding.
Wow. Really?
Yes. Jennifer Brooks is her name. Makia did the hair. Lavinia did the makeup. Of course, I did the photography. Right. Awesome, awesome project.
Well, what's one of the funniest moments that you've had? I mean, what is the funniest moment? What would be one of the things that you both collaborating together, what would you guys want to do together? Do you talk about that? Do you come together and try to get different ideas and things like that?
You know, when we're together, we'll throw ideas back and forth, or something will just come up, or something just fall in our lap. Like when you were mentioning, you know, a bride that just really wants to go out there, and I'm thinking, that would be a really good photo shoot. So it just kind of falls into place.
Wow. Well, I am so glad that you guys could join us and come and be a part of Dr. Gina's radio chat. I look forward to having you guys do my photos again soon. And I look forward to having work with you all again. I'm so excited. I want you guys to do something really creative and funky. But before I go, let me just ask you, how do you work with your stylists? Do you use different stylists often? And I want to also, and before I let you go, I wanted to talk about magazine shoots because I know that you've done those. Can you tell us, first let me ask you this, how do you choose your stylist? And is it according to, because you do makeup, you do hair and the stylist as well. Does it depend on what is the request of the person, or whatever the shoot is that you determine that, or what?
Yeah, we usually kind of do like a mini consultation, and or you can piggyback. A mini consultation, I mean, because basically it's all about the client. You know, you just get right in front of the client and, you know, see what they're looking for. But at the same time, like Art mentioned, you know, after we get all the creative, the fun stuff and, you know, give the client exactly what they want, then maybe we'll go back and make some changes to, you know, add something else on at the end.
Wow.
That is cool.
Well, that's very interesting, because I know a lot of people want to work with you too. I mean, you've made a name for yourselves. I know a lot of people are looking for the opportunity to collaborate with you as often as they can, because what are the magazines that you all have been in, or, you know, your work has been featured in several. Can you name some so people can start looking for it?
All right.
Lux magazine has been some things that I've done. Jet, I've done some things for VH1. Done some things for some local salons and businesses out here in St. Louis. So just a variety of stuff. Lavinia and I actually met when we were shooting some ads for Macy's, because she was working at Macy's. I was a photographer for one of the projects, and that's how we met.
That would probably be my funny story too, Art, because I told her earlier, I don't think you knew that. I know I mentioned to you that I wasn't even scheduled to be there that day, but I always tell people I was really nervous. I don't think I showed it, but it seemed like it was 50 of you guys. but it was only like five. But, you know, I just kind of went in there and just, you know, did my thing confidently, and it showed, you know, on the images.
It really did.
Well, it's always beautiful work. Every time I, you know, have seen or participate, it's always beautiful work. And I'm just so glad, like I said, that I met you all, and, you know, that you all are part of what's happening in my life and what, you know, God is doing for me. I know that he plays a great role in both of your careers, and, you know, you definitely are definitely blessed, and you're definitely gaining the fruit from it. And I just want to encourage every listener that if this is a business that you want to go into and you're looking into expressing your creativity, there's so many different avenues that you can do. And even with, you know, just with one thing, like Art said, and like Lavina says, they look for new ways to be creative and look for new ways to always challenge themselves and elevate it and things like that. So I'm just blessed to even know that you guys are doing that. Is there any advice that you would give, Art, to those that are looking to get into the business?
For me, I would definitely say, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Lavinia.
One thing I would say, and I struggle within this, you know, for myself, but you learn as you go, definitely stay true to yourself. And that's one thing about me. I want to portray an image of my lifestyle. So a lot of things on social media, I will not, you know, I won't get into, or I won't post or try to be like other artists. But stay true to yourself, you know. Social media is a great avenue. I actually had the Dr. Phil show found me on Instagram. So I got a chance to do makeup for the Dr. Phil show. So, you know, definitely put out what you are. You know, don't try to be anyone else. Just stay true to yourself. So that would be my advice.
Go ahead, Art.
I agree with her. I totally agree with her. Never give up, because some things happen quickly for some people. Some things don't. I always use the analogy of singers. You can go to a church on Sunday and there's a woman up there that can just sing and just make you feel it. And then you could turn on the radio and you can hear somebody who's all over the radio that you don't think is quite as good. Basically, the moral is just don't give up.
Right. Definitely.
Well, all right. Well, thank you so much. I'm trying to, while I have you on, so you're saying that basically the social media is definitely the outlet.
Yeah. I mean, definitely. I mean, it's nice to have a website and all that, but nowadays these are the days we live in. You know, people are on their phones, and they're more quick to go to your Instagram page possibly than, you know, your website. You know what I mean? So, you know, just put out an image that, you know, just stay true to yourself. You know, don't question yourself or think you have to do what the next person is doing. Stay true to yourself.
That is amazing. Well, thank you so much. I'm so glad that you guys could be on, and I'm so glad that you was able to join me. God bless you too. Loving you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us on.
Oh, you're so welcome.
And hopefully we'll see you soon.
Yes, definitely. I'm looking forward to that.
All righty.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, yo, what's up? Hey, yo, what's happening? It's the big homie, Life Jennings right here, man. And listen, you are listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat, man. So whatever else you chatting about, put that chat on pause, man, and turn this chat right here up, man. Dr. Gina, Life Jennings. Yeah.
Well, that was very nice of them to both be on and share the moments with us. I'm just so excited that they could join us and share with us about their art. And again, I want to encourage you all that if you are able to just express yourself and let people know that you are definitely out there. You know, social media is a great way of doing that. And social media has worked for me. It's worked for every business. If you start in a business or have an interest, and also just exploring and literally looking for opportunities and telling to express you know, your creativity is really, really a good thing. So I just want to just inform you that if you have any ideas that you're trying to do and you want to get out there, please, please, please go ahead and find your outlet. Go ahead and release that. Again, I'm still giving away 2 tickets. So if you are interested in joining me at the Mother's Day celebration, May the 8th, it's at 3:00. And if you are in the DMV area, this is your opportunity to win 2 tickets. I'm very excited for you all to be a part of that. Again, it's going to be Tasha Cobbs. Again, it's going to be Stephanie Mills, Erica Campbell, Marvin Sapp, Travis Green, and me. And so many others are going to be joining us. It's going to be an affair that you don't want to miss. So if you are in a DMV area, call in to win those tickets. I haven't checked to see yet who is the winners, but we definitely have one, I'm told. So I'm very excited about that. There's so many different opportunities. I'll be giving other tickets away soon for some upcoming events that's going on throughout the nation. And so I'm very excited about that. Listen, I also want to tell you, 1340 a.m., if you are in the Washington, D.C. area, 1340 a.m., that is WYCB. I'm on Spirit 1340 a.m. with A Word You Can Trust with Bishop Bobby Long. So excited to be a part of that, what he's doing. I'm on every third Friday of the month. And so I look forward for that opportunity. I'll be having special guests joining me on that show as well. I'm so excited about all of the opportunities to connect with everyone on air. And so now we are so ready for Mr. Oh man himself, Lenny Williams.
Oh.
All right, Lenny Williams. I am so glad that you can join us, Lenny. How are you?
I am good. I'm stuck in the traffic heading toward the San Francisco Bay Bridge, but it's a beautiful day, and, you know, glad I woke up this morning. You know how that is, yeah.
Well, Lenny, let me tell you something. You made me work real hard while we was trying to get you connected on this line. I don't know. It was... I was just wondering if you were going to make it or not. My producer had some issues. It was some technical things going on, and I'm on an interview waiting for you to come on. But anyway, I'm so glad that you can make it. I'm so glad that you're on with us. Tell us, I mean, what, it's like the song that everyone across all over the world knows you for. You are just so famous for that song. When you first, you know, recorded that, did you think that it was going to be have such longevity?
Not really. You know, I did that. Actually, no, I did it twice. I did it first when I was on Motown, and I didn't have the talking in it, and it was a little bit faster. And And then one of my friends told me, he said, you should slow that song down and you should put some talking in it. And so I did that. And then I went to ABC Records and I re-recorded it. And then, bam, now here I am, you know, what, I did it in 74. So, you know, like almost, 40 years later. And I'm on the phone with you, you know, so doing an interview with you. So, bam, you know, I didn't know it, but I thank God for it, though. That song has been just a, you know, just a blessing to me. And it never was a single either. You know, just it's amazing how a song could be that popular and never was a single.
That is amazing. Lenny, I'm telling you, it's so many people that have grown up to the song, but also even the new ones, new young people, they're growing up listening to it. And I don't know, you know, I asked you if you mind if I brought this up earlier, but I mean, there's some listeners that their first time hearing it is maybe in a male strip club. Because I remember when I was in that industry years ago and I heard it and I was like, wow. I mean, but the women, and they loved it. They, whatever the performance they did, it was always tasteful, always romantic. It was never distasteful. And I mean, just even in that arena, as well as in the R&B social lounges, as well as going to see you live and hearing it on the radio every night during, like, I'm sure, like, even the midnight hour and the R&B, the rhythm and blues time. I mean, you're like on the radio, like you're in rotation still. It's just, the song is everywhere. That's just, it's just everywhere. It's such an amazing situation. Yeah. Like, I've never even known a song that was well received every generation, every place you can think of. And like I said, from the strip club to the lounge, to you on stage, to on air
to
and rotation.
Church. And even in church, I saw online one time where some pastor sang it to his wife on their anniversary. So I said, so you can go from the strip club on Saturday night and hear it, and then on Sunday morning the pastor might be singing it at church, you know. So I'm just, you know, I wrote that song with a good friend of mine, Michael Bennett, and, you know, it's just been, you know, I was just fortunate that I learned about publishing and stuff like that. So I wrote it and I published it. And so, you know, like when Kanye West and Twista sampled it and did the song Overnight Celebrity, you know, it just came at the right time. I had three daughters in college, and I was able to put them through, you know, yes. Buy my wife a nice little car. Because my wife used to look at all these Porsches. Every time we go down the freeway, she's looking at Porsches. And I said, well, what is she looking at, the car or them young, good-looking guys in it? So I bought her one with that money from Kanye West and them. And she's still looking, so I still don't know whether she's looking at the cars or the guys, you know? Yeah.
You are something else. Well, I found myself a few years back, I had never seen the video to that song, and I actually Googled it and saw your video to that song, and I'm telling you, I was like, oh, he is handsome. Lenny Williams is so handsome, because I didn't know what you looked like, and I saw the video. Oh. So, I mean, you've done some amazing things with that song. You've been blessed. Your family's been blessed, and it just keeps on rolling, because it's just never going to stop. And that's the thing that's such a blessing. It's never going to stop. I can just see it going on even past me. So with that being said, I know you've done some rhythm and blues, some blues, and you actually had an album called Blues, Grooves, and Other Moods, and that was considered for a Grammy. And a lot of people don't know that you actually had some experience with blues.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, I mean, everything kind of stems from blues, you know, and gospel. So, yeah, so I grew up in the church, you know, with Walter Hawkins and Ed Hawkins and Tremaine and Andre Crouch. So, you know, gospel and blues and you know, my family, my mom and dad, you know, they love the blues. And so I grew up with that kind of music. And I was thinking, wow, you know, I've been doing R&B, but, you know, I'd love to just, you know, before I, you know, leave this planet, you know, do some blues. And so I was fortunate to do this, a blues album called Blues, Grooves, and Other Moods. You know, it's not all blues, but it has, you know, a few blues songs on there. And so thank God for that. And, you know, so I've been real successful with that. People seem to love it, and it was considered for a Grammy. So I was just very thankful for that.
What an honor, though. I mean, with everything that you've done and how, again, that famous song, and even with adding this on to you for a consideration for a Grammy, just really is just something just to acknowledge you and have your name even cross the table, I think is amazing, and you is well-deserved. I want to, before we close out, I want to talk about Hooked on You, your newest project, and I want you to tell people how they can get it and how they can follow you and all of your information.
Well, you know, I'm on Facebook, you know, with Lenny Williams. I'm on the Twitter, you know, at Lenny Williams, Snapchat, all that, you know, and so they can follow me there. And, you know, like, you know, they can email me from my website at LennyWilliams.com, and I check it every day, and I email people back and, you know, just kind of, you know, interact with people. And, you know, I'm out doing shows. I was in Fresno, California with the Whispers last week, and next week I'm going to be in Los Angeles with the Dramatics, and then I go to Europe, I go to Germany, and then I come back, I'm going to be on the road with Kelly Price doing some stuff, you know, so I'm just keeping busy, and, you know, we want folks to just, you know, check on my website, and you can see where I'm going to be, come on out and say hello, you know, shake my hand, take a picture, you know, get a little kiss if you know, whatever. You want a little kiss on the cheek, whatever, you know. So we're doing all of that.
Something else. Hooked on You is his new single.
Yes, right. Yeah, Hooked on You. I ran into a little youngster down in Mississippi, and, you know, he's about 23, 24, and he's writing songs. So I said, hey, you know, that sounds pretty good. And we did that song, and we've been getting a lot of good response from that. So, you know, we're just excited about the music business and about, you know, what's going on and, you know, just keeping it moving.
Well, Lenny, we are excited about you. We love you. And you just continue to keep us happy, keep smiling, and keep us in love and dancing and singing and all of that. We love you so much, Lenny Williams. And thank you so much for joining me on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Don't be a stranger. You're always welcome to come back on and tell us what you got going on and keep us posted and everything. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you. Have a
You're
wonderful
so
day now.
You're welcome. You too. God bless.
Okay, bye now.
Bye-bye. Well, we are getting ready to shut it down now. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I am so blessed that you can join us for another fabulous show. Lenny Williams, oh, man himself, Lavina Hunt, and MacArthur. They are just wonderful people. So glad that you could tune in and listen, and so glad that we could give away these tickets. I'm so excited and so blessed about that, and I'll be announcing it on my social media who the winners are, and I will go from there. Loving you. All right.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.